During this season of Advent, one can hardly dismiss the sense of expectation in the air. The atmosphere is pregnant with the hope of new beginnings, reconciliation, and change. Hosea's words today remind me of the myriad of ways that we have collectively strayed from the path of steadfast love and knowledge of God, denying the humanity of our neighbors and commodifying one another and the earth in ways that only benefit us. The need remains ever present for us to continually return to those two guideposts that ensure that we are in right relation to God, steadfast love and knowledge of God. As we reflect on the lives of those who live in constant waiting for the restoration of their own dignity, and in our own lives as we wait for the restoration of the human family and all of creation, let us find good and right ways to rise above the passivity that today's culture associates with waiting, and go forth not in our own power, but in the power of God, so that we are not merely voicing the need for change, but are empowered to be living examples of what that change looks like in the world today, even and especially amidst chaos and uncertainty. I invite you now to reflect on what action, what steadfast love looks like, both as individuals and as members of a larger community. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you declare your glory and show forth your handiwork in the heavens and in the earth. Deliver us in our various occupations from the service of self alone, that we may do the work you give us to do in truth and beauty and for the common good, for the sake of him who came among us as one who serves, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.